All right, guys, in trending national news from our New York City affiliates, affiliate 107.5 WBLS, the headlines for this story, We Cannot Breathe. Yesterday, the Justice Department announced they will not, they will not bring federal charges against a New York City police officer over the death of Eric Garner during a chaotic arrest that sparked civil rights protests. This happened 5 years ago. You guys remember this. Yeah. Eric Garner, 43, a black man, was accused of selling single cigarettes outside a store on Staten Island when Officer Pantaleo attempted to arrest him. Garner gasped, "I can't breathe," after Pantaleo and other officers knocked him to the ground as Pantaleo choked. He put him in a chokehold. Remember this, around his head and neck. Yeah. Eric's mother said the DOJ has failed us. The city paid a $5.9 million civil settlement to Garner's family. Officer Pantaleo has been assigned to administrative duty since Garner's death. Wow. Mm. And that's what he gets.
Why are we shocked?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can he sue? Yeah. Can the family sue him directly or?
Like sue the officer?
Yeah, sue the officer directly because he killed that guy.
Yeah.
I guess you
in
can.
Civil court. Yeah, he killed that
guy. I guess you can. The city already settled with them.
A civil settlement, yeah.
But you want more.
I want him to go
because,
to jail, yeah. He should go
I would
to jail.
Keep pushing it, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it seems like the Department of Justice, their findings. I mean, we all saw this video.
Yeah.
We see this.
Yeah.
We see this. And this man had to die over some cigarettes. What are you saying?
And how is it that, I mean, and we ask this question all the time, dating back to Rodney King, we can see the video and see it clearly with our eyes. But
they
then when they see the exact same video, they see something entirely different.
Entirely different. They never see the brutality that they do to us.
Yeah.
He was in fear for his life.
Yeah, they can explain it away like that, you know?
I'm just trying to figure out, what is the threat of a cigarette, though? What is the threat that you
selling
feel like
them,
it has, that to, that it has to go to this?
Yeah.
That he has to die.
Yeah,
to
lose your life.
You had him on the ground. You had him detained. I mean,
and he had his hands up. He said he gave up.
I can't breathe. Yeah. Yes.
But it's five of y'all.
His last words. His last words.
Yeah.
It's horrific. And,
but hearing news like this, it's, you know, it's hard to breathe. You hold your breath. You can't believe it. You know, this is, anyway.
The justice. Department of Justice.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the justice for Eric Garner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like his mother said, the DOJ has failed us. And let me add, once again.
Once again.
Once again. Yeah.
Yeah. And we met his mother, Shirley.
Yeah.
We met Eric Garner's mother at Circle of Sisters.
In New York,
And put him right up there with all the other mothers who've lost sons and daughters.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the hands of the police. You're right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since we're on this subject talking about racism, I mean, what do you guys think about people wanting President Obama to uplift us to, again after President Trump's latest racist tweets? About the congresswoman.
I'm up for President Obama saying anything.
Yeah, he can just say hi.
Anytime he says something, it's motivational. It's,
hey, how you doing there,
inspiring.
Yeah, you know, I saw a lot of media outlets saying,
"I'm sorry,
Carla." President?
I would like that,
Junior. Yeah, President Obama.
What did Junior say?
I don't. He doesn't have to uplift me. He could just say hi. We'll all feel better. Just come in the room.
You know what? I'd settle for him just coming down Air Force One on them steps. That's cool.
That's
that's
that
swag.
That walk, baby.
Yeah. That walk, man.
But how would he say hi, though, Junior?
Yeah, how you doing there, Junior?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Junior has an impression, and we're going to mark that down?
Hey.
Junior has.
It's good to see you on the Steve Harvey Morning Show every morning. Listen. You guys are pretty funny.
Let's mark it down. Whenever we need Obama, we go to Junior, man.
Well, you got Charles Barkley too now.
Pretty funny.
Let me hear Barkley.
You know, one thing about it though, if Obama come back, everybody be happy about that. Cause you know, Kobe be happy because Kobe's going 40 pounds.
Barkley sounds a lot like Junior, but Obama.
Yeah.
But I like it though. I like it.
Just walk in the room. Shirley? Carla? Tommy?
I would love that. All right, so if you're outraged like we are, we want to hear from you. Please go to Steve Harvey FM and post your comments. Switching gears now, up next, the nephew in the building with a prank phone call right after this. My boo.
Whatever.